We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Where do we start, Phil? Caldecott Tunnel?
Yeah, let's take a look at that in Caltrans. You know, an event like this is sort of like when you drop the water in the level and all of a sudden start taking a look at what pops up. And that's what we did. A lot of things have been under the surface that we didn't know about problems. For example, the Caldecott Tunnel. There was a shock at the idea that it might have to be shut down or that the power was going out and they didn't have backup generators. Everybody was scrambling. The state senator out there was shocked. He was Steve Glazer. But the fact is that, yes, Caltrans, since the 5 years of the completion of the incredible multi-million dollar upgrade, hadn't installed its emergency generators 5 years after the fact.
Are you telling us this is actually a good thing, Phil, that this is going to make us better prepared for the next time we have a major emergency, be it an earthquake or a wildfire or something?
Well, that's one way to look at it, huh?
No, there's no way this is a good thing. This isn't a good thing from any way. But it's what it is. It's the reality that when we have these things, you sit there and go, well, why weren't you thinking or why didn't you? It exposes the gaps when the water drops. For example, I mean, Caltrans, if they had the generator up, why didn't they after all this time? I haven't heard the explanation on that yet. But they thought they had power coming in from both sides. Now, that could have, if an earthquake had happened, we'd have been in the same jam, okay, if the power had gone down. So you look around the state, and then you look around at the responses. State Senator Scott Wiener has already got a bill that he wants to put in January, start moving on, that would actually penalize PG&E possibly for outages like this and make them liable for losses that customers get. The question there is, okay, if PG&E has to face charges or expenses if they turn the power off, or in those if there's a fire started, who makes the call when to turn off the fire?
Well, who does?
That's right, PG&E. It's not like the state is stepping in and saying, we'll make the call when these powers are going, or anybody else. You hear people saying, well, they're not doing it right, they shouldn't be doing it. You go, well, are you going to do it? No, we're not. We're not. The PUC's not going to do it.
That is something that we've learned just talking to state officials. We asked them yesterday, does PG&E get with you when they decide this? And, oh, no. They've got their own meteorologist, and they make the call. And the state of California then follows whatever the utility company has to say.
And that's why State Senator Jerry Hill wants the PUC, as soon as this thing is resolved, to get down there and start taking a look. Was this needed? Did this work? What are the root causes of this to move forward? Now, privately, a lot of the lawmakers are hoping that this might be the last year that we have to go through this, that by next year that the lines will be inspected and enough will be hardened, or that they'll have various breakers installed that can minimize this. But that remains to be seen, and it's going to cost money, and it's going to come back to the ratepayers, because PG&E can say, like it or not, either we turn it on or we turn it off, but if we fix it, you have to help pay.
Final quick question, Phil. Will we ever know how much this power shutdown cost the Bay Area?
No, but I think everybody out there listening knows how much it'll cost them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.